Would you say you're up to Omer?
Omer Rav Shimon ben Pazi.
Ah, yeah, I got it. Okay. Omer Shimon Pazi, Omer Yeshua ben Levi, Mishum Bakaporo. Kolamoyer Dumoyer Salodom Kosher. He cries on the loss of an Erlich person. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Soifro, he counts the tears. Umanicha Meves Gnozer, he puts it away in his treasure store, whatever. Shenema. No di sofarto. Ato simo dimosi. Put my tears bin odech in your flask. Aloy besifro secho. They're recorded in your book. Omer b'shul shrav. Kol mas atzel behespedo shel chocham. Whoever's lazy doesn't properly masbid a chocham. Roy lekovro b'chayev. He should be buried in his lifetime. Yeah. Shenema vayikburu also. This one by Yeshua. Bigvul nachloso. Betimna Sorach, Hashem Beher Ephraim, Mitzof in Lahagoash, north of Hagoash, which doesn't really mean much because we don't know where that is. So anyway, so they learn from Goash, Melamish Rogash Aleim Har Lahargon. Har Goash, the Har got angry, and Hashem got angry, Rogash Aleim, a Har, to kill them. And the Taisis points out, because how do we know that when Satzel Be Spedo Shal Yoshua? Because it doesn't say there, Vayivku also shloishim yom, or anything like that, like it says by Moshe ben Aaron. There's no mention in the Tanakh of any special hesped being given for Yeshua. So apparently they didn't do a good job, and there's a tain on them. Om Reb Chiyah Barabba, very similar thing. Om Reb Yechon, Kol Satzel Bespeder Shul Chochom, Eina Maruch Yomim. As the Mashus says, a little bit of Mida Kineged Mida, because apparently one who's not saying a proper hesped is not terribly concerned that the Chochom died. So Ain't a marach yomim. Apparently, you know what I mean. Mido kineged mido. Rashi is not that chapter. Marashi, who lo nesabel shenskatzim meachom. He wasn't saddened and bereaved that the chokham's life was shortened, so they won't be so concerned with his life in shomayim. He won't live long. Mido kineged mido. Shenema b'saso b'shal chotriveno. Not sure what that pasuk means exactly, but some sort of mido. B'saso b'shal chotriveno. He'll fight with them. Eiser p'chia barabel Rabbi Yochanan. So you're telling me now that someone who's misatzel be'hesped shel chochom is not ma'irich yomim. Now, we just got that before. Who are we talking about? This, both of these psukim are talking about when Yeshua died. So they were not properly maspid Yeshua. Okay. So we just said they shouldn't be ma'irich yomim. Look what this pasuk says. Vayavdu ha'omes Hashem kol yimei Yeshua v'chol yimei haskenim asher harichu yomim achri Yeshua. So it says that the skenim were ma'irich yomim after Yeshua. These are the people who apparently was when Mesatzel and his hesped. You just told me, ain't a ma'irich yomim. Omalei, Bavloi, you're from Bavel, you're not understanding. The Gemara splits, yomim herichu, shonim lo herichu. Rashi explains, there's two things. When you say arichu, it's not the way we use the words, but when you say arichus yomim, that means your days are long in quality. They're good days, but it doesn't necessarily mean you live long. Arichas shonim means they lived long. So they had arichus yomim. In other words, they weren't, they didn't have bad days. It was good, their lives, but lo arichus shonim, lo arichus, they did not live long. So now you're telling me that when it says arichus yomim, it doesn't mean that's what we think of as arichus yomim, a lengthy life. It means a good life. You have the same expression. Laman yibu yimeichem v'mei v'neichem yomim v'loshonim. Does that also mean that Pashas, not Pashas. We understand that we're promising. Hashem is promising a long life, both good and a long life. But you're now telling me because yom only means the quality, not the length. So the brocha shiny. When the pasuk is talking as a brocha, it implies more. Okay. V'omer p'chi barabba, omer v'yochanan. Echad min ha'achim Shemeis, a famous Gemara, we'll often hear it, Nebuch had a husband. One of the brothers dies, Yidagu kol ha'achim kulam, everybody should now be afraid. And as a contemporary dies, someone in your group, not your group, but someone's group, you start getting nervous. Echad mibnei chabura, one of my group, of a group dies, Shemeis, tidak kol ha'chabura, the whole chabura should be concerned. So Amri lo demes gadol. Some say it's when the best one or the greatest one in that chabura dies, because he should be worried. You see, if the midas hadin hit the rosh habayis, so it's certainly going to hit the others. Amri lo fakir demes cotton, because Rashi points out in a klolo, Hashem starts with the lowest and goes up. So if the lowest quote unquote in the group dies, it could mean that a klolo is coming on the group and Hashem is starting there. Okay, cholam akalkalim pturim. the Mishnah said, and that's a rule we always have, kol makalkim tumah, whatever malachi you're doing, if you're a makalkal, you're part of the malachi. My shabbos, the Gemara says in Chagigo, you got to do constructive work. Makalkal is not, I mean, it's awesome, abonon, obviously, but it's not, you'll never be chayiv on that. Okay. The famous Gemara, not an easy Gemara, but we'll take it. Tony Rebabo, Kamed Reb Yochanan. Rebabo said in front of Reb Yochanan, listen how he learned it. Kol amekalkim p'turim chutz michoivel umavir. Interesting. These two malachas, choivel, wounding somebody, umavir, lighting a fire, there, yechayiv, even though it's makalkim. Makes, for some reason, we'll see in a second, in the Gemara, for some reason, he makes exception to our standard rule and says that makalkim by chabura and by mavir will be chayiv. So that he said to Rabbi Yonah, now that's clearly an emendation. I mean, the Mishnah says call him kalkim peturim as a blanket statement.
Shchita, chobel is a told of shchita?
Yeah. Shchita is a chobel, that's what it is. Okay, that's a big discussion. That's a big discussion. If shchita is a makalkal. Usually, the Gemara says it's not a makalkal because sof kol sof you're making it mutter to eat. That's a big discussion. Let's hold off 1 second. Now, Reb Yochanan heard that. He said, "Poke Tony Lebro, go and learn that outside. That's ridiculous. Chayvul Amaver ain't a Mishnah. There's no Mishnah that says that Chayvul Amaver is Chayvul Amaver. I don't believe that. I go what it says here. Kol makalkim peturim. You're coming along with a new brisa. Kol amhang chutz mechayvul amaver. Out of the Bismedrish. I don't believe that. No such Mishnah. The Imtim Saloma Mishnah, and if you'll tell me that you found somewhere, Mishnah, a brisa, obviously, where it says, chutz mechayvul amaver, that's in a case where it's not really a makalkal. For example, chayvul betzorich lekalvul. That's because he was chayvul. He used to feed blood to the dogs. I don't know exactly what it said. I used to do it. He's chayvul some an animal to get the dam for his kelim. That's not makalkal. That does have some sort of a tikkun aspect. He needs the blood for some reason. Umavir betzorich la'afaroi. He's burning because he needs ashes for some purpose. So that's not destructive. In order to get ashes, you have to burn some wood. So he says like this. You're making a tremendous revolution here and telling me that for some unknown reason, two malachas out of all of them go out of the rule, and even though we have a rule called Kalim Peturim, the Gemara Mechiga says, Tamalach Lashavis, you decided that these two malachas are not in that rule. And you're chai from a kalkal. It's not true. This Mishnah you quoted is a mistake. And even if you'll tell me, you found somewhere a brisa that says that, it doesn't mean in a case where it's makalkal. It means in a case where it has some sort of a tikkun. But it's impossible. No makalkal is chai. Rabbi Yochanan sticks to his guns. Okay. Now the Gemara starts. What is Rabbi Bo going to do with the Mishnah? Forget about this. The Mishnah says, kolam kalkal peturim. What's he going to do with it? V'hanan tanan kolam kalkal peturim. What should we do? How could Rabbi Bo have said there's exceptions to that rule? The Mishnah blanket statement, kolam kalkal peturim. No. Let's say, kolam kalkal peturim. What's the problem here? Oh, says that now this becomes a very difficult thing.
This was the Mishnah that they said there's no such Mishnah, or that?
No. He quoted a brisa. Kolam kalkal chutz v'chayvel umavir. That's him. Came and said, to me, there's a brisa like says, kolam kalkal peturim chutz v'chayvel umavir. Rabbi Yochanan says that there's no such brisa.
That one we can find.
He can't. He says it doesn't exist.
The kolam kalkal.
No.
Kolam kalkal we found.
Right. That's our Mishnah. That's no exceptions to that rule. Doesn't chutz anything over there. Says Rabbi Bo an interesting thing. It's a machloikis tanoim. I never said everybody says this. Masnisen that says kolam kalkim peturim. That's Reb Yehuda. Brisa, my brisa that I found that says chutz michoy velomavir. That's Reb Shimon. Now this is a very basically what Reb Bo is now saying is that when I came up with my exception, and as I said that mekalkul bechabura is chayiv and mekalkul bemavir is chayiv, that Reb Shimon says that. I agree with you that Reb Yehuda says kolam kalkim peturim. And this Mishnah is Reb Yehuda. Now, this becomes a tremendous controversy. Where's this Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon? Where did he find the machlokes? We have Reb Yehuda and Reb Miskavim, that we know. We have Reb Shimon and Reb Moshe Zgula Potter, that we know. Now you're telling me there's a machlokes Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon where the Makalkil, the Chabur and Mavir is exception to the standard rule. Reb Yehuda says there's no exceptions to the standard rule. Reb Shimon has two exceptions. Where did you find that machlokes? Could you please tell me? This is a tremendous controversy. We will go Kipshuto. The simplest way is Tosfos. There is no place in Shas. They had a Kabbalah that there was such a machloek as Yehuda and Shimon. It's not depending on all those Yehuda and Shimon that we know. It's an independent machloek, and it doesn't say it in Shas anywhere. Now, there's a tremendous difficulty here, which we're not going to solve, and it's not easy to solve at all, but the Gemara is now saying that this Mishnah, go back to our Mishnah, Kuf Ches Amud Beis, I'm sorry, Kuf Hei Amud Beis, right? Let's go just back to the Mishnah for a second. Yeah. It said, the Kareba Chamosal HaMesal Kol Mekalkim Peturim, right? You're now telling me that those words, Kol Mekalkim Peturim, are who? Are Reb Yehuda. Correct? That's what you just told me. You have the Mishnah here. First line, Kareba Chamosal HaMesal Kol Mekalkim Peturim. Those words, Kol Mekalkim Peturim, you tell me is Reb Yehuda. Now yesterday, you were here yesterday. Yesterday, Gemara asked the stira from the Mishnah to the Brisa where the Kareya v'chamoso is chayav a potter. And the Gemara said the Mishnah that holds potter is Reb Shimon. So you're not telling me that the first word of the Mishnah v'chamoso is Reb Shimon, and the next word chom kalkin is Reb Yehuda. It's a very strange thing. As the Rashi says, it's a very strange thing to do. The Rashi, I forgot the ratio of the Masisim in the first word, okim the Reb Shimon. Diktoni Korea, Meso Potter, not Chamoso, I'm sorry, Meso. Well, both. Rashi learns both. The one says Chamoso. The one says the difference between Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon is Reb Shimon. Sefer, the next word, is Reb Yehuda, which is a very strange thing. Because even when the Gemara says sometimes the Reish is Reb Shimon and the Sefer is Reb Yehuda, that's when you have two pieces of the Mishnah. This is a Mamish. It's one sentence. Hakorei b'chamoso v'almeso v'chol ha-mekalkel and peturim. We're now reading the Mishnah. Hakorei b'chamoso v'almeso kama. That's Reb Shimon. Chol ha-mekalkel, that's Reb Yehuda, peturim. Very difficult reading in a Mishnah, but that's it. Rashi says that's how we got to do it. Okay, now let's proceed. Good. So Rabbi Bo is now telling me that his new theory, I mean, it's not a theory, that's what he claims Reb Shimon holds, that Choyvel and Mavir are exceptions to the rule. Where did he get that from? Where in the world did he get that from? That's the Gemara now. My time, Bryce Reb Shimon. My time at Reb Shimon. Where did he get that from? Very interesting thing, he says. Mid the itzrich kro lemishre milo, right? We have a special pasuk when it comes to it in about in less than a month that milo is mutter on Shabbos, right? Boy is born on Shabbos, everything is good. We make the milo on Shabbos. How do you know milo is doicha Shabbos? You're going to have a pasuk later. Bayem hashmini, the Rabbi Shabbos. Now, says Reb Shimon, let me ask you a simple question. Why do I need a pasuk to tell me that milo is also that milo is mutter on Shabbos? Why would I think it's also? What's wrong with milo? Your answer is it's choyvel. You're cutting and drawing blood. It's choyvel. Yeah, but it's makalkel. It's makalkel. Ho choyvel ba'almo chayiv. If the Torah had to tell me here that you can do milo on Shabbos, apparently there's some chil Shabbos involved there. The chil Shabbos is because choyvel is even though it's makalkel. That's one thing. Okay, that's choyvel. What about Havora? Havora is an interesting thing. We have a pasuk. One of the pasuk in Yevamos and in Sanhedrin that Havora's bas koyin, a bas koyin shezinso, is chayv misa. The misa is sreifa. How'd they make that sreifa? They didn't burn her. That's not what we were doing. They basically made a fire. They heated up a piece of lead, and they threw the lead down. She had to swallow it. That's how it goes. Okay, now. So that's also, now, the Torah says, there's a pasuk that you can't do that on Shabbos. Havorah is baskoyin, all Mrs. Benzin can't do on Shabbos. Umid ha'osar achmona havorah gabi baskoyin, shma mino mavi baal mochayiv. And the fact that the Torah told us that you can't do sreifas baskoyin on Shabbos, you see that sreif is a moloch. What's the moloch? Heating up, cooking, not cooking, I mean, burning the wood to heat up the aver. The vayta that's mokalkul. Right, then that's Mechalkel. So here, very interesting Lemudim Reb Shimon has over here. Very interesting Lemudim that the Havoras Maskoin basically is a Mechalkel and Mila is basically a Mechalkel. So from that he saw that Mechalkel by Havor is an exception and Mechalkel by Mila is an exception. To which Reb Yehuda answers him right away, which you're probably thinking to say yourselves. Who told you Mila is a Mechalkel? Mila is a Mechalkel physically. But you be misakin the mitzvah, so that's a tikkun. It's an interesting thing, and Reb Shimon doesn't consider the tikkun mitzvah as a tikkun. That's what's going on over here. He looks like the physical thing of Mila about it. It's makalkel. That's what he's going to tell him. Reb Yehuda, what is he? Hossam misakin who? That's not makalkel. Kid Ravashi. Dom Ravashi, Mali Lasakin Milo, Mali Lasakin Kli. What do you mean? Making a Kli, you call Tikkun. Here I'm making him a mole. I mean, Mekai Mitzvah Milo. Why is that not a Tikkun? Reb Shimon apparently does not consider the Tikkun, the mitzvah angle, as a Tikkun. He looks at the physical setup, what's going on over here. Same thing, Avoras Bas Koyin. Mali Lavashal Psila, Mali Lamashal Samonin. Oh, that's a little bit different. That's a little bit rash. That's even easier. Why do you call it a kilkul? Why is it a kilkul? Because you're killing God. That's not the malach. The malach is you're burning wood to cook this piece of lead. That itself, that's not a kilkul. Just like when I burn wood to cook my... Where did Havara come from in the Mishkan? I burned wood to cook up the samon and to make the dot. Or I burn wood today to cook soup. No. Is that makalkal? You makalkal the wood, that's true. Is that called makalkal? Of course not. Because I'm burning it, why am I setting the wood on fire? For positive purposes. I have to cook the soup. I have to cook the samonim. So here too, I'm cooking the lead. Why do you call that kilkul? Anyway, true, in the long run, it may be a kilkul, she's getting killed. But Lamaisa, the malach itself, the cooking of the, quote unquote, the cooking of that piece of lead, why would you call that a kilkul? I mean, just like you cook soup. That's a positive thing. Cooking lead is also a positive thing. Now, you take the soup and throw it in the garbage. That's your problem. When you cook the soup, you don't say that's a makalkal. That's what Rashi learns. When he's madlik, the psilah, how did they explain Ava? What word did they use for psilah? Yeah, so usually wick, but that means it's like a thin strip they made, and then they would throw it down the throat of the person. Should be just before the mission, true. Mali, the last words, Mali Vashal Psila, Mali Vashal Samonim. Okay, it's not so important. That means probably a small piece of it.
Okay. Lead wick.
Wick, yeah, they use the word wick. You know, my guess is it was like a thin strip of lead.
So that the boiling lid would slide down it?
That's how they did it.
Okay, but it was a stream of boiling lead. That's what you're saying?
I'm not sure it was a stream or a piece. I'm not sure. Oh, it sounds to me like it was a piece.
It was liquid lead. But
they call it a wick. They call it a wick. So my guess is it's like a piece. And then it gets very hot and it goes down. I'm not sure. I'm really not sure on that. More reasonably, you're right, liquid, but they call it a wick. Sounds like it's a thin strip of heated lead.
Still not completely.
Yeah, molten lead is what he's saying. You sort of pour it down. It's a liquid.
But it's probably
maybe
quickly hardens into a wick.
Yeah, well, it's not going to take very long to burn out the Kishkis, boy. It's not going to take very long at all.
Well, you wouldn't see that as a
tikkun. Rabbi Yehuda does see it as a tikkun.
The burning of the
it is a tikkun. Rabbi Yehuda calls it a tikkun. And Rabbi Shimon says it. No, for high, I understand the long run, but he's looking at it. At the yeah, that's what the Shimon is saying. Your long run purpose is a kilkul. You're trying to kill somebody. That's not a tikkun. That's what Shimon says. That's the machlokes you said. That is the machlokes of Shimon.
Correct.
Sounds that way. Well, the other way that Tais learns, the Gemara means it's a tikkun again because you're doing the mitzvah. And it's again, you can look at it that way too. Reb Shimon looks at it as a kilkul. You're killing a person. Reb Yehuda says, yeah, but it's a mitzvah to kill this person. It's not stop killing a person. Then it would be the same as Mila. It's the same difference. Reb Shimon looks at Mila as a kilkul. He looks at the physical act of cutting a person and drawing blood. What's the point? Reb Yehuda says, what do you mean? That's a tikkun hamila, mitzvah. You could look at the same thing here too. You're destroying a person, so it's kilkul. On the other hand, this is a mitzvah to destroy this person.
It's different, but Mila is B'yom HaShmini, Molchem Kol Zohar.
Right.
But Nesdin could work Sunday.
Yes, it could.
It's something they could accomplish.
That's also true. That's a good point, yeah. But the fact that the Torah went out of its way to tell you it's also to do it on Shabbos, Reb Shimon understood that Torah is telling me there must be a malach here. That's good for me. Okay. Shir HaMalabe. Now the Mishnah listed Shir HaMalabe. All the all the malachs that have to do with wool, with that will lead up to weaving, that's cleaning the wool, combing it out, painting it, spinning it. The Shir in the Mishnah was Reichav HaSit Kofel. Correct? A double sit. Meaning, let's say, in weaving. That's how much you have to spin. Or in weaving, when you have these strings, you have to put two through. But how wide on the loom do you have to go? Sit kofel. Now, sit kofel is as follows. Interesting thing the Gemara says. Sit is this space between these two fingers. Sit kofel means a double sit. Explains Rashi, that's this space. Somehow the Gemara held that this space is twice this space. To check with So some people it doesn't exactly work out, but again, you spread these like this, then you go like this. This is two of these. So either you can. I'm saying the interesting thing is that the Rambam says it's four tefachim, which is like beyond imagination. I mean, even if you have a bigger hand than I do, you're not going to get four tefachim out of that, right? Four tefachim is minimum. Well, it depends. Yeah, four tefachim is minimum 6 inches, the way they figure it. According to Chazon Ish, closer to 8 inches, 7.8. That's a big finger spread. Okay, whatever. What? What? 4 tefachim? I'm sorry, tefach is 3. Yeah, that's the problem. Yeah, tefach is 3. The small 3 to 4. That's 12 to 16. That I'm just saying, you need a tremendous hand, boy, to get 12 inches out of this. I'm saying we did, but the Rambam says this is 12 inches. Interesting thing. I mean, very interesting. I would say 6 is pretty good to get, maybe 7, you got a big hand. I mean, okay. So now, so when I ask you what's the shear in the Mishnah, sit kofel, you could show it to me like this, right? If I'm asking a question, what's the shear? You could go like this, or you could go like this and say two of these. That's what happened over here. Shear amlabin, Rav Yosef machvei kofel. Reb Yosef showed this. He showed a double one. Reb Chiya bar Ami machvei poshut, one of them, and he said like this: you need two of these. He said you need this, and he said you need two of these, which the Gemara holds is equivalent. Two of these, one of these, the same thing. Fight. Reb Yuda Omer, hatzot zipor lemigdol utzvila bayis chayiv. What's your basic rule? Tzot, you have to get the animal, whatever you're looking for, into a place where we would call it captured, enclosed. So, tzot zipor lemigdol, for a bird, burning it in a house is not good enough. It'll fly out the window, it's still called free. You got to get it into a migdol is an aron, a closet, a box of some sort. Tzipor lemigdol, what? Who? As I'm saying, she's still free to run around. Once you get what?
It
goes out, you can't catch it. Either one. She'll go and pace. Okay. Tzvi labayis. A tzvi in the house is good enough. That's called capture. Get a tzvi in your house. Close your doors, it's captured. You'll get him. Chayiv. Chachomim omrim. Tzvi lamigdol. I'm sorry. Tzipa lamigdol. That's the same thing. But they expand out. Utzvi. So Rabbi Yehuda said, in order to be chayiv, it's sod on a tzvi, you got to get him into a house. He says, tzvi labayis, legina, lechotzer, lebibrim chayiv. Any sort of an enclosure. You got, obviously, you're talking with a gate around it. Chotz, bibrin is usually to try, they translate preserve, no? It's a karpov, it's a big karpov. A wildlife preserve. That's good enough. Reb Shimon Gamaliel, we'll see in the Gemara. Local abribrim, shovim. Yeah, you know, you got wild preserves upstate New York that are, place 1,000 acres. You know, you can't tell me you get him in there. That's called capture. Depends on what your bibber is. Zach Klal, Mechusit Seda, Potter. If it's in there and it still needs Seda, we'll see what that means. I mean, you can't grab it so quickly, you're Potter. Shayna Mechusit Seda Chayib. Okay. Klan awesome. It's an exact repeat in Beit Sechov Dalet. I think of Gimel and Beit Sechov Dalet and Aleph. Sometimes exactly the same Gemara. Okay, Tananosim, this is the Mishnah. Ain't Sodim Dogim Min Abibir. Now, this is the flip. Again, if the thing is already captured, then you can take it on Shabbos. Now, let's say I have a Tzvi in this Bismedra, that door closed. It's captured. I can now take it from this room on Shabbos because it's already captured. If you call it in this room, not needs it, then grabbing it is being Sodim. It's always be the reverse. What? So what? I didn't say you're allowed to. That's this guy's problem. Mendy, wait for Mendy to come. Spoke to us. Supposed to see you. Why not get chayiv at tzod? Tanan also ain't tzod. We happen to be talking on Yontif. This bitch have been talking on Yontif. But anyway, ain't tzod dogim in abibrim beyontif. Okay, dogim are not considered nitzid in a bibber, so he can't take them on Yontif. Ve'ein noisin ufnei mezoinus. The basic rule is anything that you can take on Yontif, means already captured, you can feed on Yontif. Because it's considered mezoinosim alecha. Anything that's wild, not captured, you can't feed. It's not mezoinosim alecha. It's tirch, we don't go feeding the world on Shabbos and Yontif. Avol, tzodin chaya v'oif, v'noisim lefnei mezoinus. So a chaya and an oif in a biber, you can take on Yontif. It's considered captured, needs it already. Okay. Viriminu, we have a brisa, says exactly the opposite. Bribin shall chayes vishaloifis vishaldogim, ain't sod mehem beyontif, vein naislov zayim azaynis. So the Mishnah says that chayes and oifis, dogim, they agree both, but the Mishnah says that chayes and oifis considered nitzid in a bibber, it's like our Mishnah basically. The brisa says that chayes and oif is not considered nitzid in a bibber. Kasha chaya chay, kasha efes efes. It's a double steer. So talking about it, bishul chaya chay is not a big deal. Look, kasha ho Reb Yudah Rabbanan. That's the machloikis of our Mishnah. Reb Yudah holds an animal, a tzvi, in a biber is not called captured. You only chay when you get it into the house, and the chachom say it is. So that'll be that. The Mishnah in Beitzer that said tzon chay va'oif from a biber, that'll be the chachomim. The brisa will be Reb Yehuda, because once it's in the bibber, it's not captured, so he can't take it. But what do you do with oifus? Oifus, you have a steer here. El oifus, oifus kasha. Because oifus, everybody holds, it's not captured till you get it into the house in our Mishnah. And here we have Amanda Oma here, one of these, where the Mishnah says, Sodan Chayv Oif, which means once it's in the bibber, the oif, it's already captured. So I'll give you a more interesting answer. Ho, the bibber makura. Ho, the bibber shena makura. In a biber that has, it's a preserve, but has a top on it, it's more enclosed. There an oif is considered captured. Oh, now, so you're telling me, that's an interesting thing you're telling me. You're telling me now that there's no machloik, it's an oif, it's not even biber. A biber, an oif that goes into a biber is not called gechapt. But if it's got a biber with a top on it, it's gechapt. That's still no good. Our Mishnah says that a bird in a house is not called capture. When a house has a top on it, so that's not enough. A house also has a roof on it. A house is no less enclosed than a biber with a top on it. Everybody in our Mishnah says that it's not called sod to put a bird into a house. So that's not an answer. Omer Rabba Barav Huno, Hocho, we'll go like Rashi. Hocho Betzipa Dror Askinen. This that I'm telling you, and it's, I'm retaining my answer over there, that a bird in a bibber is not nitzid, but a bird in a bibber that has a top is nitzid. The Mishnah says in a house it's not nitzid, and everyone agrees. That's a special bird. We're talking here about a Tzipa Dror, a free spirit. An American bird, year 2013. You're not holding her down. You know, let me forget about it. Lefisheinu mekabel is morus. Such a bird is not mekabel. You don't accept authority. Sounds like our world. No problem. Anyway, Tzipa Dror Askinen. Sayin Rashi, that bird, like you said before, some birds, I mean standard birds, not Tzipa Dror, when you have them in an enclosure, at least with a top on it, that's going to stop them, I guess, I mean, call it psychological, the birds have psychology, but they're not going to run around that much. The Tzipa Dror is a Tzipa Dror. Even in a room like this, you're here, you're going to go to that corner. You go near, you're going to that corner. You're not going to get her, even inside. But that's only Tzipa Dror. What? They have an English word for Tzipa Dror?
No.
No. Okay.
A drawer bird.
Okay. A drawer means freedom. I mean, the Tana Dvei Rabbi Shmuel Loma Niko Shmort Tzipor Dror. Why is he taka called the Tzipor Dror? Mimnesha Dora Bebayis Kibesode. She lives in the house just like in the wild. Meaning, even in an enclosure, she keeps her wildness. So, if she's not gestert, you're still gonna have to run around like a nut to grab her in the house. So that's our Mishnah. Our Mishnah special Tzipa Dror. Even in a house, you gotta have her in a box to be, you gotta get in a cage. That's captured. But standard birds, that is the dependent. In a bee bird, it's not captured. Obviously, no top. You can't capture a bird in a non-topped thing. She flies right out the top. Nothing to talk about. But once you've got her in a preserve that has a top on it, that's called captured. Now, that was oifus. That was the steer in oifus. In Chaya, before we said, we can say it's a steer. Takel be a buter rabbanan. So, Gemara, now that you're doing this, and you're saying that both brises are the same person, and you're basically telling me a difference in makura and ain't a makura, then I can answer you in Chaya also. It's the same Tana. One says Chaya is captured, one says it's not. Depends the size of the biber, that's all. Hashtidos is lahochi. You're willing to make it one ton and split biber mukura biber shena mukura. Is chaya chaya nami lo kashan? I have no kashan chaya either. Hoba biber god, loba biber cotton. If after Chaya is in a biber cotton, meaning what the Tana in our Mishnah said, that a tzvi in a biber is called captured, depends the size of the biber, which is exactly what Reb Shimon ben Gamliel said. Local a biber and shum. If you take the tzvi into a biber that's 1,000 acres, you can't call that captured. It's ludicrous. This will take you 3 weeks to capture it. If you get in a biber cotton, then it's captured. Now, your next question is, so what do you call cotton? What do you call girdle? That's the Gemara's problem. Hey, chedome biber girdle. Hey, chedome biber cotton. What exactly are you calling biber cotton, and what are you calling biber girdle? If you run after the tzvi, you can grab it in one grab. I mean, there's that much room to run around there. You can grab it like in one shot. That's called biber cotton. Either biber gadol, anything else a biber gadol. Inami kol heicha de nofel tula de ksolim ahadodi biber cotton. If the walls of the biber, when the sun is up, the shade, it's close enough the walls that the shades cross. You know, they will cross. That's called biber cotton. Mean a biber cotton. Now, obviously, that is an interesting, very, very interesting statement, because that depends how tall your walls are. If your walls are very tall, you don't need, then you'll have a much bigger thing. If your walls are short, you'll need a much smaller thing. Tyson Seldon showing him say, Chazal, obviously, there was a standard size wall that they had on bibers. That's a ridiculous thing to say. Depends on how, when the shade falls. Depends how big the wall is. You gotta tell me how big the wall is first. They had a standard size wall for bibers. So whatever it is, that's how you figure it out. Inami, a third way of looking at it. Kol hecha deleko uktzi biber cotton, meaning where there's no nooks and crannies for the animal to hide in. That's called a biber cotton. What's Rashi saying? Uktzi there. Yeah, pay is lishomim. No corners, no where the animal can hide from you. That's biber cotton. The kids are. We can speak to our hunting friends, but the Gemara is saying a very simple thing. I mean, when you say Reb Yehuda holds that to capture an animal, a chaya, you've got to have it in the house. We are not saying that. We are saying even in an outside thing, it's possible to call it captured. Depends how big that thing is, how closed in the animal is, and that is really what Reb Shimon ben Gamliel said in the Mishnah. The Kanakama said, Bibrin Chayim. Reb Shimon goes, lo kol ha-bibrin shoven. He can't make a blanket statement. That is what the Gemara just explained to us. There's biber cotton, there's biber gadol. However you define cotton and gadol. So now we come to an interesting Gemara. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, Reb Yosef, Reb Yehuda, Shmu. Halacha k'Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. Now, the way we're learning this, that's a very strange statement to make. Because there is a lot of machloikas over here. He seemingly read this Mishnah. The Tanakhama said, in a biber yechayiv. To which Rabbi said that you can't say that. It depends the size of the biber. The way we're learning now, the Tanakhama said that also. There's a machloikas over here. Local biber chayiv depends. God and God, which is what Shimon Gamliel said. I mean, what's the big deal? So, to which that's a strange thing to say, a local of Shimon Gamliel. So, that's what Abaye says to him. Omale Abaye, halocha michlal de pligi. You're telling me there's a machloikas here? Anybody's choylik with that? Everybody says that. What's up to me? Zogna look up Shim Gamliel. Says Reb Yosef, the most interesting answer. Omale, my nafkaloch mina, what do you care? There's, what did Reb Yosef say? Halacha k'Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, meaning it depends on the size of the biber, right? Says Abaye, you don't have to tell me halacha k'Reb Shimon Gamliel because everybody holds the size on the biber. Nobody disagrees with that. To which Reb Yosef said, so what do you care? So I'm certainly right in what I said. It means I'm saying halacha k'Reb Shimon Gamliel. You're saying everybody holds that way. Some is about it good. What do you want from me? Very interesting remark. Ramesh, a very interesting retort. To which Abaye answers him, "Oh my leg, Gemara is more today. What says like Gemara is Miris Friday night? What's it do? What do you mean it doesn't matter? I want to know the truth. You're telling me halacha k'Reb Shimon Gamliel. It's not right. That's all. I mean, it doesn't make enough kamina. What is the Gemara song? You want me to just say over the words in the Gemara that mean nothing? What you're saying is not Oiskal. What do you mean, Halacha k'Reb Shimon Gamliel? That this is a very interesting thing over here. What do Yosef hold exactly? Let's see him the Maskon. Rashi and Meitzah stoop shot them over there. Did he give up his guns? He talk held there was a machloikas. Rashi has two systems over there. Here he stays out completely from the discussion. It would sound like this is the Maskon. There is no machloikas. And he backed down. Okay. Toner Rabon. Hatzot Tzvi Sumo. The Yoshin, he captured a blind tzvi. How he knew he was blind? Listen, but anyway, the Yoshin is sleeping. A sleeping tzvi, chapped a sleeping tzvi. Chayiv, that's called chayiv etzod. But chiger, a lame tzvi, zokin, an old one, v'chela potter. Why? Because they're nitzud ve'oymed. They captured already. Nothing to do to capture them. They're out. Frankly, what's the difference? Chmein, a suman and a Yoshin are also commissioned there. What's the difference? They're all pretty much out of commission. The a yoshin and a sumo are still, their nature is to run away. A blind tzvi, you get near it, the animals sense the presence of a person, even if they're blind. They're still, you still got to capture it. Yoshin also, as soon as you get near the animals, it's drug. She's going to sense the person, she's going to wake up and move. So there, it's still called, you're being tzod, the animal. The one that's lame just can't get away from you. Zarki and Thomas is an old animal, she can't run anymore. Or a chayla. Obviously, it's got the pematina choyli you're talking about it. You just told me choyli if you have a sick tzvi, your potter. Here it says choyli schayiv. Omrep sheishes loy kasher. Habu choyli abiyaseyan samachmas ishto. This one has fever. Habu choyli machmas uvtzino. The animal that's sick or she has a cold or she's got the latest influenza over there, that's not going to make it so eat. It'll be a slow one. She's not going to run as fast as staying the tzvi. But still, you got to capture it. It's not going to be, you got to do something to get it. This one, the second one, choyla, we say yepota, we talk machmas uvtsina. She's exhausted. That's an animal that's so sick, she's exhausted, she can't move. An animal that can't run away from you, there's no malacha to tzod it. Tana Rabbonim. You got your English there? Hatzod chagovim. He's chapim, chagovim is grasshoppers. Gozin, I don't know, gozin is against Isaac over here. Rashi claims gozim here is a kosher grasshopper. Everybody's up in arms because there's a Gemara Pchairis that says it's a treifa grasshopper. It's apparently some sort of a grasshopper. Do they have an English word for it? I have no idea. Okay. Tzirin v'yitushin. Yitushin, I don't know, when I was a kid they told me mosquitoes. I think they didn't have a different translation.
Yeah, they say hornets and mosquitoes.
Oh, good. I got it. Oh, boy. Shulchan Aruch for the old days. Hornets and mosquitoes. B'Shabbos. Chayiv. Divrei Reb Meir. Okay. You have those things. That's tzod. Chachomim omrim, and this is what we hold. Kol she b'mina nitzayit chayiv. Kol she ain b'mina nitzayit potter. That's what we hold. Mina nitzayit means something that people have use for. Nobody captures hornets. I don't know. Today, you never know. People do all sorts of strange things. But by the Chazal, tzirin and yitushin, nobody captures them. No need. There's no use for those kind of things. That's called the ain nitzayit. Rashi says Chagovim is Mina Nitzit. It's also controversy. Okay. The kids, we have this rule called Mina Nitzit. Now, Tanya Idoch, Hatzot Chagovim, Bishas Hatal. If you chap Chagovim, during the Tal, when the dew is coming down, pot. Or during the rainy season, maybe it means pot. Rashi says, I have no idea what's going on here, but Rashi says that when it's rainy, Einehem misavrois. They're apparently blinded. I don't know why, but they're blinded by the rain or the wetness. So in that season, you're not doing anything by capturing them because they're stuck. They're blinded. They don't move around. Bishas hashrav, in the hot weather. What do I have for shrav? Shrav usually means hot wind or some whatever, dry season. Chayiv. Okay, then you're capturing chagovim, you're chayiv. Elozer ben mavoye oimer, im hoyu mekalchois ubois, if they're coming in a big group, what they call a swarm maybe, then you potter. Because when they come in a big group of grasshoppers, it's no big deal to grab them. Since it's such a big group, you just grab them. Okay, now we're not clear, says the Gemara. Is Elozer ben mavoye going under Reisha? Is he saying a chumra, meaning you said bishas hatal is potter? He's saying it's only potter bishas hatal if they come in a swarm. Or is he going on the sefer? He's being maker. You said bishas hashrav yechayiv. He's saying even bishas hashrav, if they come in a swarm, you're potter. Which did he mean? Toshmani, what's he meant the second one? Hatzod chagom bishas hatal potter bishas hashrav chayiv. Elozer ben mahava yomer. Afilu b'shas hashrav, that you say yechayiv, because they're not blinded, but imhoyim ekalchas uboyis, if they're in a swarm, potter, because it's easy to chap them. Okay, here we have a mission we had back then on Sadi Gimel, b'shnayim shasa'uah. Let's just review quickly. Don't be mefarsim to chazer and chas v'sholem, but the basic rule of shnayim shasa'uah, right? The mayor, he don't have shnayim shasa'uah, if you remember. Then we have Rebbe Yehuda and Rebbe Shimon. So you have two cases. The more reasonable or the more mistabic case is Zeh Yochel v'Zeh Yochel. Either one can do on his own. That's the stranger case. There everybody hold Rebbe Yehuda and Rebbe Shimon hold your part. By Zeh Eina Yochel v'Zeh Eina Yochel, that's Rebbe Yehuda says already, that's your chayv. He doesn't have a pasuk for that. Rebbe Shimon doesn't have that other pasuk. He holds even Zeh Eina Yochel. I'm sorry, yeah, even Zayni Yochel, Zayni Yochel is part of. This is the case, we had it back there. Tzvisha Nichnas Labayis, he came into a house, the door was open, V'no Alechot B'fonov Chayiv. A tzvi comes into your house, you can't lock the door. Please be careful, the Shabbos. Check for any tzvis. Okay, you can't lock your door, because that's capturing the tzvi. Okay, now, No Alushnayim, two people together lock the door. Okay, that's what I'm saying. A standard door. A standard door you can do on your own. So that's a yochel v'zeh yochel. So that's part. Lo yochel echad linol v'no alushnayim. It's a heavy door of some sort. You can't do it by one. You need two people to do it. That's ze'ena yochel v'ze'ena yochel. Chayovim, that's Reb Yehuda. Reb Shimon Paita. Because Reb Shimon has one more posuk back there, if you remember. He doesn't have yochel shosav aras bezins. He has that last posuk for ze'ena yochel v'ze'ena yochel. It's part of there also. Omer Reb Yirmiya Baraba Mashmuel Hatzod Ari b'Shabbos. You went on a safari and you chapped a lion on Shabbos. Eina chayev atyach nisenu l'gurziki shalom. Yeah, a lion you don't fool around with. You know, you may think he's captured it, but as Rashi says, he'll get angry. You put him in this, he'll get angry, he'll start roaring, he'll rip right out of whatever you put him in. He's not captured till you get him into his cage in the zoo over there. And you got to be careful there too. Somebody just had a mishap this week with a tiger in a zoo or somewhere. No, somebody went into one of the tiger cage. Not a healthy thing to do. But they have a word for Gorsuch, I have no idea.
Cage.
Yeah, okay. Okay. Next. Okay, this is a very interesting Mishnah here. Yoshav Ho'echad ala Pesach. Okay, you got this tzvi. He went into the house, right? Now, he didn't close the door. What he did was, he sat in the doorway. He essentially blocked the doorway. That's also called sod. Yoshav Ho'echad ala Pesach, first case, v'lo miluhu, he's not such a fat guy, you know what I mean? So there's still room in the door for the tzvi to walk out. Agona, they didn't do anything. Yoshav Hasheni Umiluhu Hasheni Chayiv. That's like one guy sat down, blocked half the doorway. So the tzvi can still go out, he didn't do anything. Comes the second guy, sits down, this guy's still there, sits down, and now he can't get out. And the second guy is Chayiv Fitzot. Here's a very interesting case now. Yoshav Horishin ala Pesach Umiluhu. The first guy sat down and sealed off the doorway. Now he's Chayiv Fitzot. Ubo Hasheni v'yoshav b'tzido. Now tzido doesn't mean next to him, it's the door. It means next to him the other way. There's your doorway. He sat there. He's like he backed them up. Okay. Now, did the second guy do anything? Really not. The first guy's Chayiv. The first guy's Chayiv when he sat down. The second guy's coming. He sits down. He's not a tzod. If you think about it, it's like, well, say to me, let's say you have your house with a locked door. Now, you have a gate in front of the locked door, you close the gate. That's not called tzod. The door's locked. You don't say that because I closed the second door. Now, even if the first door falls down, it's going to be that. You don't say. Lamaisa, what I did now was nothing, essentially. It's like putting the, what do they call it? The topping on the dessert. I mean, you're not doing anything, really. Yosha Rishal Pesachu Milu, Boa Sheni V'yosha B'tzido. Afa Pisha, now comes the trick. Now the first guy stands up. So now it's the second guy that's really the tzod. Doesn't matter. Because when he sat down, he didn't do anything. Afa Pisha Omar Horishin V'holach Lo, Horishin Chayiv, the Rishin is Zichar Chayiv, that's Poshet. Because he's Chayiv when he sat down, he made a tzod. V'hasheni Potter, the Sheni is Potter. Number one, not only is he pot, as the Ram points out, he's not mechuyev to stand up now. You don't say, now that the first guy left, you are the tzot, you're the one that's holding, get up and let the tzvi go out. You don't say that. He sat down, didn't do anything. What is it similar to? So he locks his door, l'shomro, v'nimtza tzvi shomro, it turns out that there was a tzvi shomor inside. Meaning what? Let's say there's a tzvi there's two ways. Either you can say it's like I said, one door on the other door. He has another example. You got a tzvi in the house tied up. Right? Now that's nitzah. I don't care if the door's open or closed. I close the door. I'm not a tzod. I don't do anything. And now let's say that the tzvi will break loose from that trap in the house. I'm not mechuyif to open the door. I don't do anything. It's the same thing here. When Reuven sat down, he made the tzeder. Shimon is sort of the reserves. It's like a second door. Or he's like a door on something that's tied up. He didn't do anything. If he didn't do anything, so first of all, he's potter. Beis, even if the first guy gets up, which is equivalent to that tzvi breaking out of its trap, not mechuyif. It's not mechuyif saying up. Now, here's an interesting controversy. Not controversy, it's a discussion. It's an interesting mishnah here. What's... This is because this is like that. What's that any better than this? I mean, the example's no better than the first case. It's the exact same thing. I mean, it's not, you're telling me you have one guy and another guy. You're part of why? Because Noel does the same thing. I mean.
So it's sort of a one-time issue. It's not an
basically,
ongoing issue.
Yeah, unless it breaks out before. Yeah. You know,
so somebody's said something already. It's over. There's no
Kolzman, it's closed.
What?
If it's a closed. But if the first guy will get up before the second guy... If the first guy gets up...
Yeah.
Before the second guy comes, then the second guy can't sit down, because then the second guy is the tzod. But here, when
once it's done, it's done.
Kolzman, it's done. If she breaks out, you can recapture it. You know what I'm saying? When Reuven sat down, she's captured. You can't capture her again. But let's say Reuven gets up, then she's not captured anymore. Then if Shimon comes and sits in the doorway, then he's chayiv. Although here's a Morgan Avram who says it all the way. Once she's captured, she's captured. So that's a strange thing. The Morgan Avram seems to understand that even if Reuven got up and Shimon sat down, he'll be potter because she was already captured. Most people say that's not right. Because as soon as Reuven gets up, at that point she's not captured anymore. The door's open. Now you sit down, you should be chayiv. That would be the more reasonable way to go here. And the question is, what's the right? Rashi just says it's for Maisim B'chol Yoim. There's no difference in these two cases. Exactly the same thing. Just the Murray saying, this we know people do. I mean, people close the door when there's a door, or people close the door of the house if they have a pet inside that's tied up. We know they do it, but it's really the same thing. Right?